Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antwine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Well, happy Monday. I pray that you all are well and that you are ready for our time of devotion and prayer today on this Monday morning. Today we will be focusing on out of alignment. So we know that we should be in alignment, but one thing that God is calling out right now is for many of us who are out of alignment, many of us who are out of alignment of the will of God, many of us who are out of the alignment of the will of God, and we are not in proper posture, and that posture should be a posture that's submitted, a posture that is committed, and a posture that is totally surrendered to God. And for many of us, we have let our own will take the place of the will of God. We have operated out of flesh, and we want to do what we want to do. We want to do what feels as though it makes sense for us or to us, or feels as though doing things that will work for us, also doing things that we may feel produces the results that we want, when in all actuality, we have not been led by the Spirit. We have taken on opportunities, whether it be new opportunities or new positions, and things that we have been engaged in that God has never intended to be ours. God has never intended for us to be involved in those things. And the truth is that God is nowhere near in the plans that you have set because you have not included him. But even with that being said, God is still near. Even though you have not included him in his plans, we know that all things work together. So knowing that God is on the outside of what you have planned, but he's on the outside waiting for you to come to him so that you can get back in alignment, so that you can get back in the center of his will, so that you can seek his face, and so that you can do what he wants you to do in the way that he wants you to do it, even when it does not make sense. So what happens when we get outside of the will of God? So when we are outside of the will of God, we allow the enemy to creep in. And chances are the enemy is the one who has led us to be outside of the will of God. And the enemy is the one who has led us to be out of alignment with God and the things that God wants us to be doing and the things that God wants us to be focused on. And that happens because we aren't alert. We aren't watchful. We didn't seek God in whatever it is that we are involved or engaged in or doing. We didn't operate from a place of discernment. And we all know that the enemy is strategic. The enemy is savvy. The enemy is also a liar. The enemy is also a deceiver. And he knows exactly what to do to get you off track. And this is why it is so important for us to be equipped daily. And we all know that Ephesians 6 tells us to put on the full armor of God and for us to do that daily. Why are we to do that every day? It's because the enemy takes no breaks in our life. And we need to make sure that we know that we have no room to take breaks in our own personal life so that the enemy does not come in and creep in and lead us astray. So we have to make sure that we are being fully equipped daily. Ephesians 6 tells us to finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, put on the full armor of God, not some pieces, the entire armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. So that is what the devil does. He is strategic. He has many schemes and plans and strategies and tactics, and he is taking no breaks in trying to force those in your life daily. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist the devil in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So we have to make sure that we are being vigilant. We have to make sure that we are using wisdom. We have to make sure that we are using godly wisdom in everything that we do, not just some things, in everything that we do. So before we engage in anything, we are to seek God. And what I want to point out in Ephesians 6, it's stated about the rulers, the powers, the world forces of this darkness, the spiritual forces of wickedness, which is real. The spiritual realm is real. Not everything that is happening in this world is of God and from God. So we are to be vigilant. We are to be watchful. And we have to seek and trust and follow God instead of what this world says, instead of what philosophers state, instead of being influenced by feminism, which is something that a lot of people are being highly influenced by right now and are more influenced by that than they are of God and his word. Making sure that we are seeking and trusting and following God instead of being influenced by New Age spirituality, which is spirituality, but it does not include God. And many people are knowingly and unknowingly engaged in witchcraft practices because they have been led astray, meditative practices, non-biblical spiritual practices, worshiping of idols, ancestral worship, non-biblical healing, sound healing, doing things to rid of evil spirits, seeking after psychics and astrology and clairvoyance and mediums and sorcery and all of these things which are not of God. And the Bible tells us that we are not to seek after these things or to be defiled by them. And I think what's the sad part is the fact that many of the people that are seeking after these things are Christians, and the fact that we aren't going to what the word of God says. We're just going based off of what we see other people doing, what is working for other people. But we also know that the enemy is out here passing out false wonders and blessings and miracles as well. So we have to make sure that we are not deceived and that we are truly, truly going to God and going to the word of God. I believe 2 weeks ago, I did a devotion and prayer on do not be deceived. So please go back and watch that if you have not. And even knowing that scripture tells us, it says, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. So he is deceptive. And it is so important for us to make sure that we are going to God and testing all spirits and all things. So knowing that these things are not of God, and no matter how we dress them up, no matter how we try to make them appear to be right or change the meaning of things to fit what works for you, at the end of the day, it is not of God. And many of us outside of that are not in alignment with the will of God because we are being led astray by fear. And we all know that fear does not come from God, that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Many of us are outside of the will of God, and we are out of alignment because we are led by doubt. We are consumed with many insecurities, and we have to make sure that we are taking those things to God so that he can help us to be able to deal with those things. Many of us are outside of the will of God because we lack patience, and we want to take things into our own hands, and we want things to happen in our own timing. Many of us have made plans and then have attached God to the plans after the fact, and sometimes blessings, quote unquote, have come from that. But sometimes it is blessings that we have received based off of our own works and based off of our own flesh and not necessarily by the will of God. So just making sure that we are mindful and knowing that it is time to get inside the will of God and not be outside of the will of God, for us to have faith and trust God to do what he wants us to do, even when it doesn't make sense, for us not to be led astray by the tactics and the plans of the enemy, for us to truly be rooted and planted in the word of God. Many of us have Bibles. Many of us have Bibles on our phones, the Bible app, but what good is it if we don't open it? What good is it if we don't even know what it says? So pick up your Bibles and see what the word of God says so that you can ensure that you are truly living by it. So many of us, we all have gotten off track. I am not exempt from this. But what's most important is for us to know that we can ask for forgiveness and to be able to get back on track and to be able to get back in alignment with the things that God wants us to be focused on, with the things that God wants us to be doing, and being mindful of the things that are not of God and casting those things out of our lives as well. So God is waiting. He's waiting to welcome us back with open arms. It is not that he has casted you away and you can never come back to him. Thank God for his grace. You can go to him and ask for forgiveness for any time, any moment, any season, anything that you have done that has not been in the will of God. And he will forgive you because that's what his word states. He is a forgiving God. And making sure that you are making it a priority to choose God and to seek him first in all things. Not just some things, not when you feel like it, not when it seems really difficult and you don't know what to do, but to truly seek God first in all things, to truly be led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, for you to be able to walk by faith and not by sight. Because for many of us, our circumstances may seem impossible. Our circumstances may seem that maybe we don't know how we're going to get out of it, or it may not seem like it's going to get better. But we can truly walk by faith and know that God will be able to guide us through that. Also making sure that we are not conforming to the patterns of this world. What the world says is right, what culture deems is right, but making sure that we are doing what is right in the sight of God. God wants to transform us. God wants to transform you. He wants to renew you. He wants to renew your mind. And also for us to be able to go to God for boldness, asking for boldness, because maybe you are in the will of God. Maybe you are doing what God has called you to do, but maybe you are surrounded by other people who are not in alignment with the will of God, who are doing things that are not of God. And we have to make sure that we are not just turning a blind eye to our brothers and sisters. We have to make sure that we are walking this faith walk together and to know that God has called for us to be able to contend for the faith. If you read the book of Jude, it's one chapter, it's really short, but you will learn how important it is for us to be able to contend for the faith. So if you see something, obviously, that someone you know is doing that may not be of God, making sure that, one, you are led by the Spirit, because we know that we are not the ones that can save anybody. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit are the ones who do the saving. We are only the ones that are used as vessels for God's kingdom. But imagine you watching someone live their life in sin or contrary to the word of God and the will of God, and you never say anything. And imagine being led by the Spirit and not so much judging somebody based off of what they're doing, but truly just calling out what's right and what's wrong and leading them to what truth says. So again, making sure that you are led by the Spirit, because sometimes I see things and God has not led me to say anything. Maybe God has led somebody else to say something. So don't think that you have to be the person to save anybody, because we can't save anybody. God is the one who does that. And truly, knowing that many people are just waiting for somebody to encourage them or to lead them in the right direction. So as God is working on you, also let him use you as well. And just be intentional with aligning yourself with the will of God. Be intentional with being led by the Spirit in everything that you do. Even everything you listen to, you engage in, you participate in. The world wants you to think that, oh, you're thinking too deeply about it, it's not that serious, or oh, it's just a song, or oh, it's just a book, or do you really have to ask God about this? It's just a simple decision that you have to make. Or many people, and sometimes we may even say it, God knows my heart. But be careful with that, because God does truly know your heart and your intentions behind what you are doing. And even knowing that just because something has worked for somebody else, or using the excuse that, oh, it's a part of my culture, make sure that it is truly of God and from God. So seek him and not others. It's good to have godly counsel and godly wisdom, but make sure whoever you are seeking counsel from, that it is godly and it comes from God. But make sure that you are really seeking God in everything, and see what God says, not just what this world says and what people says, and make it a priority to not just seek him, but to follow him and obey him and to be led by the Spirit. So I pray that that time of devotion has blessed you on this morning and that it was a timely word for you. So we will go ahead and close out in prayer. So just assume whatever your posture of prayer is, feel free to join in with me as I pray as well. So dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for leading and guiding us to another Monday morning of a powerful word. And we just thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to be here. We thank you for meeting us in this hour, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have felt your presence on this morning, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to fill us with your Spirit, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to truly be led by your Spirit in each and everything that we do, oh God. Help us to not dumb down to people pleasing and worrying about what other people may think, oh God, but help us to truly come to you and do whatever it is that you will lead us to do, whatever it is that you will lead us to say, however it is that you want to use us, oh God. So we just thank you, Father. We thank you that you are powerful. We thank you, Lord, that you are mighty, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our provider, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our sustainer, that you are supplying each and every one of our needs, oh God. We just thank you for all that you are, oh God, all that you're doing in and through us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to keep us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for protection. We thank you for keeping us for another week, oh God. We ask that you will be with us as we go about a fresh new week, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will keep us covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even dispatch your angels, oh God. Every angel that you have assigned to us, oh God, to assist with the will that you have for our lives, oh God, to help assist with the will that you have for our lives, oh God, to make sure that we stay in the center in the will of you, oh God. We ask, Father, that anytime that we may stray away, anytime that we may be deceived or tempted, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you would just give us the spirit of discernment, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be able to test all things, oh God, to be able to test the spirit, to figure out if things are coming from you or if they are coming from the enemy, oh God. We ask, Father, that daily, that each and every morning that we get up, oh God, that we wake up, Father, and that we put on the full armor of God so that we are equipped to stand against every scheme and tactic and strategy and plan that the enemy has over our lives, oh God. But we also come before you this morning, Lord, just asking, Father, that you will bind and cast out every attack and strategy that the enemy has over our life, oh God. We thank you, Father, that your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the power that you have given us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we even have power over the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy can't even attack without your permission, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will help us to truly use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to cast down every thought that the enemy tries to place in our minds of fear, of doubt, of worry, all insecurities, oh God, that we may be able to cast those down with what your word says, oh God, that you created us to be fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, oh God, that we have your Holy Spirit, oh God, to be led and guided by you and your word in all truth, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you help us to truly be rooted and planted in your word, but for us also to be able to set aside time daily to spend in your word, to spend in your presence, to have be still time, oh God, to come before you with our prayers, oh God, to come before you with our supplications, oh God, but to also come to you, Lord, that you may lead and guide us in all things that we do, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We ask for your blessings continually, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to watch over us, oh God, that you will continue to be our shepherd, oh God, that you will continue to be the head of our lives, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even use us this week, Lord. Use us to be able to minister to other people, oh God. If we see people that are doing things that are not of you, oh God, that are contrary to what your word says, oh God, we ask, Father, that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that you will give us holy boldness, Father, to be able to share what your word says, to be able to share what truth says, oh God, and that we may be able to be used as vessels to change and transform and to be a light in someone else's life, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to be over each and every person, oh God, as we are still in a pandemic, oh God, that COVID is still running rampant through our nations, oh God, but we are still trusting and believing in you for who you are, oh God, that this virus is not bigger than you, oh God, that this pandemic is not bigger than you, oh God, that the cure lies in your hands, oh God, and in your timing, oh God. So we just pray, Father, that you will continue to heal those who have been infected and impacted by this virus, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will keep this virus from us, our family, our friends, and our loved ones as well, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us godly wisdom in each and everything that we do, oh God. That any place that we shall not be at, oh God, that you will keep us from it, oh God. That you will help us to truly come to you for everything and everything that we do, oh God, even in the places that we go, oh God, that we seek you to see if it is where you would have us to be, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to cover this nation, oh God. We ask, Father, for forgiveness for the sins of our nation and our people, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to do a work in each and every one of us, oh God, that you will forgive us of our sins, oh God, that you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness, oh God, that you will allow your healing power to reign through this entire world, oh God, that you will be with all leaders, oh God, that you will be with our president, with our vice president, with our Congress, our Senate, with all politicians, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even press upon our hearts to even encourage others the importance of voting during this season, oh God, of this upcoming election, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will continue to lead and guide us, oh God. Help our faith not to waver during this time, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to change us, that you will continue to be the change that we need in this world, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will just be with those who are protesting, oh God. We just ask, Father, just for change to happen in our community, oh God, in our Black communities, oh God. We just ask, Father, for justice, oh God. We know that you are just. We know that you are righteous, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will allow us to be able to experience that in all the social injustice that is going on around us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the things that you're doing that we can't see, oh God. We pray right now, Father, for miracles to happen, oh God. Things to happen by your power, oh God. By your spirit, oh God. By your might and by your strength, oh God. Continue to keep us in the center of your will, Lord. We thank you for this word once again. We thank you for this time. We ask that you will bless us and keep us until we meet again on next Monday. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in your precious son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Feel free to share this with someone. And if you have any prayer requests, you can put them in the comments, or many of you have been sending them to me and my messages and DMs. So I love you all. I pray that you have a blessed and amazing week. Make sure that you are seeking God in all things that you are doing, and even in things that you are already doing, making sure that it is of God and from God. So I pray that God also puts you in a unique circumstance and situation this week where he is able to truly use you, and that you can see him in a new way in your life. So I love you all, and I will see you next Monday at 7 a.m. Have a blessed week.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.